Well, Aidan, it was a collaboration between the Blackwater Cushnanog and the Blackwater Wheelers. We're a very small parish down here and we're interlinked. So the Blackwater Cushnanog were looking for a fundraiser, obviously due to COVID restrictions, fundraising is becoming very difficult. So between the chats and talking down the parish, they asked the Wheelers would we be able to do something, and we came up with the Pipeman Challenge.
And just explain to us what it is. It's 300 kilometres and it's right around the boundary of Wexford.
That's correct, yeah. So we had to come up with a creative way of staying with inside the COVID restrictions. So we were hoping that the restrictions would allow us to cycle within the county border. So we said, why don't we cycle around the county border? It's 302 kilometres, over 3,000 metres climbing in it. So it's a challenge for any cyclist at any level. And to think that people are doing it down in Blackwater is just, it's unreal. So there's different levels within the club. So then we decided to put on 160 kilometres, 100 kilometres and 65 kilometres, because everybody has their own challenges now, you know. So depending on what level you're at, you can go for whatever challenge you like, you know.
That's it, because it is a huge challenge, 302 kilometres right around from Kilgrainy all the way down to the likes of Kilmore and that as well. So absolutely amazing. And how many people will actually do the entire circumference, I suppose?
Well, we've 40 members with their thumbs up, and we have currently 15 members training to do it. Now, out of the 15, I think 10 of them you wouldn't have expected it, but look at, they're buying into it and they're training for it. So it's a great motivation tool to get people out and exercise, and so it's fantastic, really, you know.
Will you be getting out on your bike yourself?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've a lot of kilometers done and a lot to do, but yeah, look at, I'm definitely going to give it a go. Look at, if you had said to me 3 years ago that I'd be training to cycle around the county border 300 kilometres in one day, I'd have said you're mad. But look at, I think there's a bit of madness in us all out here in Blackwater. But no, it's very positive, and we're looking forward to it. You know, it's a challenge, and like all people down in Blackwater, we'll rise to any challenge, you know.
Absolutely. And listen, you've plenty of time anyway to practice because it's on the 6th of June. But what kind of training are you doing for it? I mean, it's probably not something you do every day.
No, I mean, look, there's no secret to it. I mean, you have to up your kilometres per week. So, I mean, if you take, for example, some of the members now are doing 300 kilometres per week and going up hills as well. So it is, there is a certain specified training in it. Like, I mean, the club itself is absolutely flying on the training side of it. Since the start of the year to now, we've done 35,000 kilometres as a club. Now, we've only 44 members, like, so it is kind of, there's a lot of kilometres getting done for the size of the club we have, and it's just showing the focus that people are putting into it and getting out and actually doing it, which, considering everything that's going on with the pandemic and stuff, it is a positive story down here, and it gives people something to aim for and something positive to talk about and something positive to do. So the training, it is specific, but we're keeping within the COVID restrictions. There's a lot of people going out on their own and stuff like that. So, you know, and it's going to continue until it lifts. But we're aiming for the 6th of June. If that doesn't happen due to COVID restrictions, obviously they can change from week to week. But if it doesn't happen on the 6th of June, we will postpone it. But it will happen during the summer whenever we can make it happen. So we're not going to shy away from anyone who's donated or sponsored us. We're going to make sure it happens at some stage. But we are aiming for the 6th of June, COVID restrictions allowed.
For the opening few months of this year, obviously we had the 5 kilometre limit in place and you can't do a whole lot of cycling within 5 kilometres. So was it tough on the club then for that last little bit, and then to have a challenge like this, as you say, it focuses the mind a little bit. Everybody sort of perks up a bit that you can go out and hang out with your friends again, even get out on the bike, and at least you have had that something. But how has lockdown been for Blackwater?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were like hamsters going around on a wheel. Like, I mean, once at 5 kilometres, we actually had a route around the parish there. It was stayed within the 5 kilometre radius, and it was a route of about 20 kilometres. So, I mean, you were doing that 3, 4, 5 times. You know, we even had one lad out here do it 10 times. So when the shackles were taken off, we were allowed to go outside the 5K. It was refreshing now. And there's lads cycling all over the county now again. They're going down to Kilmore, Rosslare, up to Gore, up to Kilgrainy. So it definitely makes it a lot easier. But at the same time, when the restrictions were there, people were still getting out on the bike, and that was a positive thing too, you know.
And what is the best route around Blackwater there? You mentioned the 5 kilometre limit that you could go around there, and what's the facilities like for biking around the coast there?
It's not too bad. I mean, look at, I think cycling around County Wexford, the roads could be improved, but look at, there is some good roads, there is some fantastic routes, and like the scenery around Wexford is second to none. I mean, if you're cycling down around Kilmore, Rosslare, you know, down to Hook Head even. I mean, it's definitely for cycling tourism. It's something that should be looked at. I mean, Blackwater isn't too bad. The main roads are very good, and it does make it that little bit easier. I mean, you still have to pedal the bike no matter what, but look, at the roads are not too bad in Blackwater. So look, at yeah, that's certain roads in County Wexford that could be improved, but look, that's for another day. We'll keep it positive today, and we'll keep focused on a positive story rather than go down some of the roads that could be improved, you know.
So as we mentioned at the start of this chat, we are going to speak a bit about the Cuestión na Nóg, which you're hoping to raise money for, but there's also another very special charity close to home there in Blackwater. It's the Shay O'Brien Trust, and just tell us a little more about Shay's story there and about the trust in general and why you decided to choose this charity.
Well, I'll start off with the O'Brien family, or a family in Blackwater that has, well, if you're looking for inspiration, they'll give it to you in abundance. I think they've organised a yearly cycle, the O'Brien family, and raised over 200,000 for the Crumlin Children's Hospital. For 7 years, they got a group of us on a June bank holiday weekend and cycled from Antrim, cycled from Mayo back to Blackwater, cycled from Killarney, cycled from Clare back to Blackwater. So they've made a massive contribution and raised loads of funds for the Crumlin Children's Hospital. So the Shay O'Brien Trust was set up then. So when we heard that they're looking for options to raise money for Shay, which is their son, and Shay is a local Blackwater boy who was born with a rare genetic disorder causing both physical and intellectual disabilities, along with a range of medical issues. Like, he's 9 years old, and his family are trying to raise funds for him to be involved in a specialised programme delivered by an organisation based in America. And the programme will give an individual treatment plan designed to fit the specific needs of the child. It focuses on the brain and different therapeutic approaches, and is a parent-centred approach. She has also grown out with Boogie, which we're funding for as well, which will enable him to go down to the Raven and Kirklaw and Ballinesker and Ballyconiger. Considering it's only 5 kilometres away from, we think, look, it's something really worthwhile raising money for. So look, at Shay's family would just like to improve his quality of life and give him more and more independence. When we heard that, we said, look, we're definitely putting him on the list, and we're going to do our best for them, you know.
An absolutely brilliant cause there, and I suppose one thing we have seen over this last year and a bit really is that a lot of people have been shut away in their homes, but they have been very giving with their time and with their money as well, that we've seen a lot of these challenges being well supported, and even the likes of an online bingo for a club like a Blackwater or something like that, they've always been well supported, and Wexford people are helping people, and that's what we like to see.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, we've ran the bingo here, and it was a massive success. And like, we're very conscious that some families and some people have had a really, really tough over the last year. But there is some people out there who have been working and are looking to support things. And like, we're just hoping that the people will get behind this initiative and this fundraising cycle. I mean, even the local companies that have supported this to date have been fantastic. And there's been loads of donations so far. And like, no matter how big or small, they all add up to a big thing. So it's very positive. It's very heartwarming. And as you say, look, at the cause for Shay is fantastic. And look, we think we've a lovely cycle here. We're just hoping that people will row in behind it and support it if they can, because every donation is greatly appreciated.
You're also raising money for the Cuestión na Nóg, as we've mentioned. So Monday is the D-Day, really, the big day when all the underage kids will be back out on the field training in their pods of 15. And that'll be just a lovely sight, won't it?
Wow, and we can't wait. I mean, it's been a long time now. It feels like, geez, it feels like forever since the last time we were in the field. And I suppose the Blackwater Cuestión na Nóg is flying it at the moment. And pre-COVID, we were on the crest of a high there. We'd hurling 365, and the participation and numbers were fantastic. And the underage was the improvements were there for everybody to see. And it's only when something is taken away from you, or you're stopped doing something that you love, that you really appreciate it and see what it is and what it means to people. So look, at last summer when we got back, it was brilliant. And you know, the importance of physical activity for kids, not just for their physical well-being but for mental well-being as well, has only been shown up for the last year, that everybody can see how important it is to have kids active. So next week is going to be a massive week, and we can't wait. I suppose we've 130 members on the underage of Blackwater, which is fantastic for us, because we're pinned in by the big GA clubs of Wexford. Like, you've the Shells on one side, you've Owlert on the other, you've Buffers Alley, and then you've the sea behind us. So we're a very small one school parish, and we haven't amalgamated. So look, at the underage is going brilliant. we can't wait for next week. And I suppose it'd be unfair to me to be on Saudi's radio and not give a shout out to the coaches and the volunteers, the people who actually make it work, because without them it just wouldn't work. And I'm sure, like Blackwater and every other county or every other club, they have people and coaches who are passionate and give up their time free and share their experience and knowledge. And that's what it's all about. It's about giving kids the opportunity to train and be physical, but to have fun. And I think if you get kids having fun, you'll get them going up to the field themselves. I think years ago, if you look back, it was the parents dragging the kids up to GA or to the field to start sport, to say you're going training, and it'll be dragging you by the ear sometimes. But thank God in recent years it's changed around, and it's actually the kids catching the parents by the hand and saying, bring me training now. So that's where we want to be, because if kids are enjoying it and having fun, they want to go to it. They'll train better. They'll practice at home. They'll look forward to it. And just for their own physical and mental well-being and development, I think, look, at there's so much to gain from it. So, look, at I think over the last few months, and look, at I've seen it in my own house where kids have been on the PlayStations and Nintendos for the winter, and look, at that was good, I suppose. It has its place because they're in contact with their friends because they couldn't see them. But now it's time to get them off of the screens and up into the fields and get them running and exercising again and having fun, I suppose, is probably the best way to put it, you know.
Absolutely. And I hadn't even thought about the fact that you're really fighting your corner there, trying to stave off all those big clubs there around you. But, you know, Blackwater have done it and they're managing to survive and thrive as well, to be fair to you. So, listen, if people want to help you guys out and, you know, even donate the price of a few footballs or a few cones for the club there, or even, you know, to help out Shay O'Brien and his journey, where can people donate and where can they find out more information?
Well, there's two options. There's idonate.ie/Pikeman Cycling Challenge, or there's Revolut, where you can Revolut to 087 147 3721. So it's idonate.ie/Pikeman Cycling Challenge or Revolut 087 147 3721, and just put the Pikeman Cycling Challenge on the subject, are the two ways that you can donate. And can we just say that anyone who makes any kind of donation, big or small, it is greatly appreciated.